who decided to come back. I take it you changed your mind regarding my offer. Oh, you don't have to obsess over that anymore. In fact, by tomorrow morning, you won't have to worry about aging ever again. Believe it or not, you aren't the first person to come and seek me out. And may I just say that in your case, 30 is quite a milestone. It really makes some people think about what the future holds for them, how far they've come, how much time they have left, and when precisely their beauty will fall by the wayside forever. And I assume you remember what we agreed upon? That's right. What a fruitful memory you have. A precious tool that eventually fades away as we grow older. Fortunately for you, that's something you won't need to experience in this lifetime. And you know that you must never tell anybody that you were here tonight, correct? Well then, we have an understanding. Let's begin. Please, take a seat. Indeed, I've begun preparing the recipe already. You're in luck. I actually happen to have all of the required ingredients on hand. Very soon, I'll have brewed up a strong elixir for you to ingest, and it's crucial that you drink every single drop of it, or it won't work properly. Take all your clothes off. You must be completely naked throughout the entire spell casting. You can place them on that chair right over there. Now, firstly, I shall light a few more candles. I've also surrounded the entire room with amethyst, which symbolizes divine manifestation. Now write these words down exactly as I verbalize them to you. On this equinoctial night, I am aware and I fully accept that my physical body will never age. Again, what a magnificent speller you are. You know, not everyone is when I instruct them to write that down. I'll now be adding 4 grams of a sacred herbal mix to the concoction that you'll be drinking. It smells divine. I haven't needed any sort of measuring device since I was a child. I've always been very accurate. Following the herbal mix, I will now add 2 stems of a very rare evergreen vine. Marvelous. Yes, it's nearly finished now. Just one more thing. While it's simmering, I'll recite something from my spell book. Well, of course, words yield incredible power, especially when it comes to manifestation. Whether they're spoken, written, or thought of in our minds. Well, the truth of the matter is, you won't know for sure that it worked until several years pass by. I can assure you, every human I've performed it on looks exactly the same as they had the night they came to see me. The night they drank my elixir. When the time is right, I expect you to come back here and abide by what you promised me. But I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and presume that you won't be giving me any trouble. I thought so. Now let's continue with the incantation. Yes, here is the page I was looking for. Now I want you to close your eyes and take very deep breaths. Are you still holding that piece of paper that you wrote on in your left hand? Superb. Now take my hand with the other one. Here we go. I graciously ask the divine forces among us to hear my request in granting the individual who sits before me eternal life. He accepts that he will never age again after tonight and has agreed to fulfill this enchantment by swallowing the elixir I have prepared in its entirety. Immortality will be his at dawn. Now drink it. Very impressive. Most choke after the first swallow. How do you feel? I figured so. Go on into that room and lay down. People tend to pass out rather quickly once they've had the elixir and it's introduced itself into their bodies. Yes, right down the hallway. I wouldn't get too comfortable if I were you. No, you'll wake up around dawn, and by then you'll be in the forest somewhere. Well, you know I can't reveal every one of my secrets. But one thing is certain, you and I will meet again one day, and something tells me you'll look exactly the same as you do now, regardless of how much time has passed by. Just remember your end of the bargain.